I'm Devin Adelman. I'm living in Seattle, and my sport is stand-up paddleboarding.
Stand-up paddleboarding. Yes. Can you tell me what that sport's like?
Stand-up paddling is basically like surfing, but definitely with a paddle.
Okay. And where do you do it when you practice?
We normally do it at the Lower Hurst Beach Club. I got involved in it last summer. My parents loved it, so they basically dragged me into it, and from that moment, I kept doing it.
Will this be your first Olympics?
Yes. Okay. And I'm super excited.
Tell me what you're excited about. What are you looking forward to?
I'm very excited to meet new friends.
Is that the main thing, just meeting friends?
Meeting new friends and also being able that this is a life-changing moment in my life. So I just love being qualified for these games.
Do you have any sense of like what you think might change because you're doing this?
Probably my confidence and my I never give up on my dreams.
If you wanted me to know something as I watched you at the games, what's something I should know?
I think you should know that I'm a person first and then the athlete comes afterwards.
What does it mean that I should know you as a person first?
Well, I also work. I also do a lot of stuff with Special Olympics and with Best Buddies. I do a lot of things like outside of from sports, from Special Olympics. Like I also work and have this normal life with. And I have siblings. I have an older sister and with a younger brother. I'm not treated any different in my family. And I want people to know that, not to treat me differently because I have Down syndrome. And I want people to know that.
What was it like when you found out that you were going to be in the games?
I was honored and blessed. I was also had tears of joy when I found out. With this flag football training with the Seahawks, and it was pretty amazing. But at the end of the whole training, a special announcement came along from John Bravino, and I had no idea. My parents knew, but not me. I was definitely overwhelmed with joy. And basically, I cry when I'm overwhelmed. It was definitely overwhelming.
Is there anything that happened today that you'll remember?
I would definitely remember one question. The question was, how do people underestimate me and my journey? It's definitely the question that definitely popped at me, because I want people to know that I am the woman who I am to be in this position.